105.1 The GOAT in the new Radio Sports Network, getting ready for Gibraltar baseball this weekend. We will have Friday's game against Michikot for you right here on The GOAT. And right now we have one of the two co-managers of the Gibraltar Washington Island baseball team, Tom Sawyer. And Tom, I don't want to put CJ's work to shame, but you come back from your trip and all of a sudden the baseball team finds their winning ways. What's been the secret sauce to this team during this seven-game string here? Because you lost 5 of 6, but now you've looked pretty good ever since then.
Well, I think kind of getting our butt whipped by Kewanee was a really humbling experience for us, you know, getting to face Paulson, and then, you know, their number two is real good too. And so we kind of really got beat down, and it was kind of a humbling experience for the boys where, hey, it's time to get back to work. And, you know, he thought you guys were pretty good, and now, you know, we, again, I've said it multiple times, you know, we're a good team, but are we going to be a great team? And we've, since that Kewanee loss, we started taking steps to become a great team, and you got to give the credit to the boys because they've made plays, and they put the ball in play, and we've pitched well since then.
And what goes into that? Is that just as simple as, you know, just kind of maybe committing to the process when it comes to, I know in the Kewanee game that I covered, there was a number of errors in that first game. And it didn't get much better in that second game. You've had some, you know, good first games, bad second games in those two splits that you had as well. But what kind of goes into, you know, in your experience as somebody that's played baseball at a high level, the kind of get yourself out of a rut?
Well, I think it's kind of a number of things. I think, you know, we had a stretch there of, you know, how many games and how many days, and we didn't really get to practice, and, you know, we didn't get to do our defensive daily things, and, you know, part of it could have been, too, going into Kewanee, you know, maybe we were defeated getting off the bus before we got there, knowing we were going to face Paulson and knowing we were going to face the number one team in the state in Division III, Kewanee. But, you know, it's just sticking with the process and moving on, you know, the process of fielding the ball, watching it in your gloves, throwing it, and then just going to make plays. And then if you do make an error, like I said before, we got to flush it and move on to the next play. And, you know, in the last couple weeks since I got back, you know, we've made plays, and when we've made errors, we've moved on. And you know, the doubleheaders has been difficult, you know, keeping the boys engaged for both games. Because if you think about it from the perspective, they got a whole day of school, they got to get out to the field. You know, if you have a home game, they got to get out the field by 2:45. And then you got one game, and then you got to play another game that doesn't get done until about 8 o'clock. So they have a full day of school, and then they're out at the baseball field from 2:45 till 8. So that's asking a lot of, you know, high school boys and, you know, in this generation of kids where it's hard to keep their attention span longer than an hour and a half. So we've kind of worked through our doubleheader lackadaisical moments. We've really challenged them on that. And then, you know, when it comes to hitting the ball, it's just getting back in the cage and working on your approach and coming up with the right approach. And we seem to have the magic sauce since Kewanee.
How much are you looking forward to now that, you know, you play Lena tonight? Obviously, you still play a bunch of games here, but you got Lena tonight. Michikot, obviously, on Friday, and we're inching closer to tournament time where you learn that you'll be a two seed and you get to wait a couple extra days to work on some of those fundamentals ahead of your start on June 2nd.
Yeah, so the next 2 days, with it being non-conference, you know, obviously you don't want to use them as throwaway games and go there and, you know, screw around. You know, we got to take it seriously because we are on kind of a winning streak and we do want to stay hot going into the end of the year. But, you know, you can kind of try some different things, try some different pitchers, and then, you know, if things go bad, you know, you really gotta let it go, because it's a funny game and it's a kid game. If you can't let it go and we have two bad games and we take that into the tournament, you know, then we're in a tough spot. So, you know, putting the pressure on the boys from the perspective of playing hard and playing a good game, but we need to keep them loose, need to keep them having fun, because when you're having fun, you're playing loose, you're usually winning baseball games.
Taking a look at the team itself here, obviously you have a number of seniors on this team. How crucial have they been to kind of guide some of these other players, whether it be Aaron Bry, who, you know, obviously has been having another great season, pitched well earlier this week, but then also, you know, going to the Mason Isaacson, who I don't think was with the team right away at the beginning of the season, and he's been able to put together some nice performances too.
Aaron's been a great captain for us, with leading the boys from, you know, how to compete, how to move on from bad plays. You know, he's always all there trying to give a helping hand with all hitting. And then defensively, he's been big, just being able to know, you know, kind of being the captain out there, the coach on the field, and telling the boys where to go And then obviously getting Mason back, you know, that was a huge deal for us because, you know, we had about nine good varsity players before. Well, now we have 10, and the fact that he's moved, you know, he's played second base his whole life, and now we moved him out to center field, and he's played a great center field, and his bat's starting to come around, and you know, having him in the nine hole is a big deal because, you know, he's kind of short in stature, and some guys don't really take him that seriously. He comes up and he can hit doubles, and he can drive the ball in the gap.
And looking ahead now to these two games, Lena and Michigan back-to-back, you know, once again, all you have is box scores at this point to kind of judge things on, but maybe talking to other coaches and stuff, what can we expect out of the Lena Wildcats and the Michigan Indians?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie to you again. I don't know a whole lot about them. But I know Lena is in our regional. There's a possibility we could face them. I didn't really get to take a good look at the bracket. But, you know, again, it's just we got to focus on ourselves. We can't focus on the other teams. And we need to take care of business and play our best baseball and keep carrying that on.
And you bring up a good point there with Lena in your regional. I don't have the bracket up either right now. But, you know, how do you kind of approach these games where, you know what, you could face them here momentarily with more chips on the line?
I think you just got to approach it from the perspective we're not going to throw Aaron Bry or Hobbs Emerson, the guys that are you know, are one and are two. But then, you know, you can throw the guys who didn't have as much experience throughout the year. But, you know, the last time we were going to throw Wyatt Boltman tonight. The last time he went on the mound, he threw 5 1/3 of no-hit ball against the Division II team, O'Connell Falls. So he's going to go tonight. You know, and then it's just getting your pitchers work and making sure they stay within the process. So, like, Michigan, you know, we could throw Brian Hobbs against them because we just don't want Lena to see our 1-2 just yet, just in case.
Well, we will have, once again, we'll have Michigan on Friday for you. I believe it's a 4:15 pregame show, 4:30 first pitch. And then Lena, obviously, tonight as well. So head coach Tom Sawyer, we'll see you at the ballpark on Friday. And thanks so much for the time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to 105.1 The GOAT in the new Radio Sports Network.